On the app, online, and across the Cape on 567 AM.
This is your Cape Talk.
Now, this is a question that has been discussed with Keno Kamis and the team quite often as to the sort of maths and math literacy argument. Now, while learners and parents may consider ditching mathematics in the senior high school years, which is once again grade 10, 11 and 12, which is standard 8, 9 and 10, where they have to make that final choice, career choice or subject choice as they go into the senior phase of their years, experts say that, you know, this is a bit of a problem because at school we are told regularly that if we do not keep mathematics as a subject, we will not gain access to a commerce or science degree in our choice. But very often what happens is that children dis mathematics and they leave mathematics for an easier option, geography, history. You name it, they go into home economics was the one that they used to do. We used to do business economics at school, which is also one of the subjects. So what we often do not hear is that apart from providing access to limited enrollment degrees, sticking with maths provides important life skills and a competitive advantage you won't find anywhere else. And this is according to an education expert at the Independent Institute of Education, Nola Payne. Nola, a very, very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Morning, Zane. Thanks for having me.
I'm an ex-teacher, so I feel very passionate about this and I feel very concerned about this. And yeah, is there an increase in learners ditching mathematics and is this worrying for us?
You know, I think with the pressures that the youngsters have got today, a lot of them are opting to take, I want to put in quotes, the easier route to reach the matric exams and to pass them. There's a lot of competition trying to get into a job, trying to get into maybe a university of your choice or a college. So, you know, they're trying, and these are all done on point systems. So you're accepted into a qualification, for example, based on the number of points you're obtained. So obviously to get rid of the most difficult subjects is the first thing they're going to try and do. And, you know, I just think that the youngsters today don't see the importance or the important skills that maths can bring to them for their life skills.
My problem here, Nola, is that, and this is my experience, you know, we're always looking at matric and we're looking at matric results. And we want those matric results to be as sort of sparkling as possible. It has to be in the newspapers. We have to be amongst those schools that sort of obtain 100% pass in terms of matric. And that is what we tend to glorify and put this whole matric trophy, you know, into the office so that we can say this and that and the other. But I have found a lot of teachers and a lot of schools, as a matter of fact, or educators and a lot of schools saying to youngsters, "Nee man, jy kan nie wiskunde doen nie. Shift over. Do something else," just in order to gain that. So aren't the schools actually also to blame for this?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I think there's this push, you know, it's all into the, and I think it feeds off social media. You know, on social media, you're going to put the best pictures of yourself up there. You're not going to put the one where you're fat and ugly. So it's the same kind of thing. The schools are using it as a marketing ploy. You know, get the good marks for their students, and you can put it out there, say, you know, whatever, 20 distinctions and so forth. But it's not, you know, the marks and that for your maths is not necessarily the mark you get. It's just that you do the maths and obviously pass it. That's important. It's the life skills that mathematics gives you to tackle life further on, and you know, you develop all these skills such as persistence. You may hear something like, "You've got the grit to get through life." That's, you know, sort of plodding on despite what life throws at you. You have this persistence, and you keep going on. And that's one of the skills that maths brings to you.
Yeah. Why do you think, you know, children should keep maths as a subject, or schools should encourage maths as a subject? And I was listening to an interview yesterday with the University of the Western Cape. There's science learning centers. They've sort of increased science learning centers. And these learning centers, as a matter of fact, not only concentrate on math, on science, but they focus on mathematics also at the same time. So why would you be encouraging people to keep maths at school and keep it alive?
Okay, besides the shortage that we have in this country of experts with maths and science, you know, whether that's from a teacher right up to an engineer or scientist, and that the various skills that it can bring to you. And this includes maths literacy, by the way. You know, maybe to not to the same extent that proper maths, shouldn't say proper maths, all maths is maths, but the mathematics subject gives you, the maths lit gives you as well. So you get your memory and recall skills, and that's very important, obviously, in your daily life. It teaches you to focus and concentrate on the topics at hand. Again, important for work. You're expected to sit down and work for 8 hours, so you need to focus, you need to concentrate. And it helps you with your logic, reasoning, problem solving, and those are the kinds of things that they're soft skills that are employers are looking for these days in their employees. So, you know, you're in business, you're facing this problem, think about solutions, how are you going to solve it, be creative, think out of the box. So all of those kinds of skills are enhanced by mathematics.
Chatting this morning to Nola Payne, education expert at the Independent Institute of Education. Nola, how do we turn this around? How do we really take this particular situation of maths? And everybody's scared of maths. I mean, I've got a little one who's 6 years old at home, and if I don't drill maths into her and give her the sort of love for maths and make it fun to play with, how do we turn this around?
Well, I think you're at the right point to start playing with. I mean, there are various games you can play with kiddies when they're young to just enhance those math skills. But I think it's something they must take the stigma out of it. It's not that scary. It's not that difficult if you sit down and you work through it in a methodical way. And I think there's a lot of pressure to perform well. And there's a lot, the syllabus is quite big. I think sometimes that kids are overloaded at school. Instead of taking the time to understand the basics, they're rushed through a lot of it. And I think it's a lot of it is a mindset. You know, if you're taught how to do things and the sequence of doing things, it's not really that daunting to do it. So, and I just think parents need to encourage it. Even if your kid wants to do drama after school, they still should have some kind of maths grounding as a life skill.
The other problem that we need to look at also, Nola, and we're chatting to Nola Payne this morning, education expert, is additional maths classes. And when do you sort of identify that you need to send your child to additional maths classes? These days, kids at grade 2, grade 3, grade 4, as early as primary school, go to these additional maths classes. And in my teaching experience, let me just give you a little bit of background, Nola, is that I used to find that kids who come to maths in what was standard 6 then, which is grade 8 now, they can't do the very basic things. And, you know, in the primary school is also where the fault lies. You ask him to add a quarter and a half, and he can't add the two.
Yeah.
And those are the basic skills that should be taught at primary school level. So now you're sitting with this child in grade 8, and you have this problem where the child cannot add fractions. The child cannot do certain basic things. So where do we turn this around, and how important is it to send your child to for additional maths classes to get that proper grounding in it?
Look, I don't want to tell parents when it's a good idea and a bad idea, but I think there are a lot more ways that it can be enforced, or not enforced, but encouraged in primary school. You know, they can have games. You know, you're just talking about the half and a quarter. Now, give them apples, let them cut them in bits, in quarters, put them together. So I think there are a lot of ways that it can be encouraged. And I think, okay, and I'm going to put my personal opinion in here. I think kids are overloaded with a lot of homework and they don't have time to practice and those kinds of skills, the mathematical skills, whether it's during school or after school, because they've got sports activities, they've got homework. So there's this, their life is full. They don't have time to play or to sit down and slowly go through things. And I think this is where a lot of the problem comes in. Maths is not something you can learn. It's something you need to be able to do, and you have to practice it and practice it. You know, it's like riding a bicycle. You don't just get on a bicycle and ride it, or someone can't tell you how to ride a bicycle. You have to get on there and you have to practice and do it yourself. And maths is one of those kinds of subjects. You have to get into it, chew on the numbers, work it through your head, and learn how to do it yourself, with some support, obviously. But I think it's just practice, practice, practice.
And it's quite magic what a box of Smarties can do.
Oh, those are the best things ever.
If you get the song wrong, I will eat up the Smarties. If you get the song the sum right, then you can get the Smarties. So it's amazing how one can actually play. But it's important when you have a child, you know, and you find the child is in a bit of a trouble, especially during the sort of primary school phases where math is a compulsory subject. And there's been this great argument to make maths a compulsory subject all the way through until matric. And we sort of wait on that and see exactly what's going to happen there. That's independent expert Wendy Nola from the Independent Institute of Education. Nola, thank you so much and have yourself a wonderful Friday.
Thanks for having me, Zane. You too. Keep warm. I believe it's cold down there.
Hopefully we'll see some sunshine over the weekend. Thanks so much.
Okay, right. Thank you. Bye.